'Twas the night before Giving Tuesday, and all through the land, the charity workers were ready with their plans. Canadians are ready to be kind and generous. And today, if you don't know about Giving Tuesday, which is December 3rd, we are here to create enthusiasm and to motivate you to wake up tomorrow and start the day with kindness. Joining me today as our guest is Nicole Denazy. She is the Senior Manager of Strategic Communications at Canada Helps. In 2013, Canada Helps co-founded the Giving Tuesday Canada movement. We have movements across the country, Nicole, don't we?
We certainly do, Sarah.
So welcome, Nicole. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Nicole, we always have a game of fetch during this podcast, and that's okay. To get to know our guest a little bit more.
Love
so
it.
So are you ready to play a game of Go Fetch?
I am so ready, Sarah.
Okay. Let's go. If animals could talk, who would be the nicest?
Dogs.
If animals could talk, who would be the meanest?
Cats.
Who was Nicole's first pet?
I've only had two fish in my life. My parents, you know, Victoria and Michael, that's what their names were.
Okay. So Nicole, as the senior manager of strategic communications at Canada Helps, Canada Helps helps charities across Canada raise more money, and you're heroes to those of us who are working on the ground in the communities. Who is Nicole's hero?
Oh man. That's such a good question. And I think I would actually say my grandma. She's 86 years old, so feisty, came to Canada, not with a lot, and so smart and really witty and sarcastic and has been through a lot. And she makes me laugh every day. So I would say my grandma, Vovó, in Portuguese is what I call her.
Lovely. Thank you. Well, that has been our game of Go Fetch. Thank you for playing.
I love it, Sarah.
it just helps to let us, you know, break the iceberg, or, you know, just get us ready to really start talking about a day that is really important to many organizations across the country. You know, listeners, I have been working with Nicole, both of us as volunteers in this movement for, I mean, like a decade?
Getting close to it, yeah.
And so you're located, why don't you tell us a little bit about Nicole?
Yeah, so I wear my Canada Helps hat, where I've been part of the team since Canada Helps brought Giving Tuesday to the country, or just right after Canada Helps brought Giving Tuesday to Canada in 2013. And then I was an intern actually at Canada Helps. I found out about Giving Tuesday. I absolutely loved it. And I live in Mississauga, Ontario, and I saw how a community in Guelph put together their Guelph Gives campaign. This was probably around 2014. Absolutely loved it. And I was in university at the time, and I thought to myself, I want to do that too. How do I do that? So I roped in all of my friends from university and then their friends as well. And I sort of voluntold them that they had to get involved. And I was the leader for the Mississauga movement in Giving Tuesday for about 5-6 years, and still heavily involved in Giving Tuesday Canada, even though I don't lead the Mississauga movement anymore. It's been incredible. I've been able to meet Giving Tuesday leaders from around the world. And in case listeners are wondering, there are Giving Tuesday leaders not only across Canada, leading movements across the country, but also around the world. So it's been really awesome.
And 90 countries around the world.
Yes. from what I was able to, I was really lucky to go to a Giving Tuesday global conference where there was more than 90 countries from what I remember represented. And I got to meet so many people from around the world doing really creative and interesting things for Giving Tuesday.
And so for listeners who don't know what Giving Tuesday is, after Black Friday, which no longer stays on Friday because I've been getting emails since October.
Me too.
And then Cyber Monday, which are, you know, 2 days where we are getting deals and getting, you know, prep for the holidays, comes Giving Tuesday, which is to celebrate generosity and kindness after those 2 days. Nicole, do you want to tell us a little bit about the history of how Giving Tuesday started?
Mm-hmm. I think that Giving Tuesday is the best day of the year, if I do say so myself. I get lots of text messages actually from friends who knows how much I love Giving Tuesday. They'll often wish me happy Giving Tuesday, which I love. But how it started was just a simple idea. Like you said, Sarah, there's a day for shopping. There's actually 2 days for shopping, one in person on Black Friday, the other on the internet on Cyber Monday. Why isn't there a giving day? Why isn't there a day intended for giving? And that was the whole idea. It started from an organization in New York City, and Canada was the first country to actually take it out of the US and bring it to another country. Like you said, it's now evolved to 90 countries around the world, more than 90 countries. And it's just snowballed. And we've seen such growth at Canada Helps from Giving Tuesday in terms of dollars raised. And to give you a bit of a sense, last year at Canada Helps, we raised $13.6 million on Giving Tuesday in that 24-hour period. And we hope to surpass that again this year.
And there are many ways that, you know, people can participate in Giving Tuesday. It's not just organizations, nonprofits, and charities who are doing things. And we will talk in a bit about what's happening here at the Nova Scotia SPCA. But it can be youth. It can be, you know, people buying this person behind them in line a coffee. What are some examples you have for listeners who might not work in a charitable sector, might work in a business, might be a teacher? What could they do to participate in Giving Tuesday this year? Mm-hmm.
Sarah, there are so many different ways to get involved in Giving Tuesday, no matter who you are, where you work. If you have kids or grandkids, for example, there's so many different opportunities. One campaign example that I really loved several years ago, Wilson's Home Heating in Nova Scotia, they had a campaign called Spread the Warmth. And it was super fun where they had employees go out to the streets of Halifax and offer hugs to people, with their permission, of course. And
pre-COVID, pre-pandemic.
Yes, yes. Good caveat to remind people. Staff members, people who were passing by, they could actually choose a charity that they wanted a donation to be made to. And when they made that choice in terms of the charity they wanted to support, that passerby would actually give a hug with permission, pre-COVID, to the staff member, and they would tally that up and make a donation. There's another community in St. Mary's, Ontario. Amazing story. It's like a Hallmark card, I think, for generosity and giving. It's just such a beautiful story. And everyone gets involved, businesses, community leaders. And last year they did a campaign called Won't You Be My Neighbor? And it was really focused on sort of supporting neighbors and just helping each other. And it's a really beautiful story. I've seen kids put, you know, really kind messages in the windows of their homes so that when people are walking by, they see some beautiful messages. And these are all non-monetary ways of giving and being generous. Like you said, Sarah, it's not all about donating money as much as money is needed in order to sustain really critical organizations like the Nova Scotia SPCA. But there's so many different ways to get involved. One last plug I'll just make for Canada Helps. We offer our Canada Helps charity gift cards, for example. And it's a really great way if you want to put $5 or $10 on a gift card and give it to maybe your child, maybe your neighbor, maybe your grandkids, for example. Those recipients can actually go to CanadaHelps.org, browse 84,000 registered charities, perhaps choose to give to the Nova Scotia SPCA or another organization that they want to support. And the one of the best parts is the giver actually gets the charitable tax receipt too.
I love that there's so many different opportunities to participate in Giving Tuesday. And thank you for the Nova Scotia examples. I know for myself, even from a young age, you know, my son on Giving Tuesday is when he helps make the donation to the food bank because his daycare does a food drive. There we've seen where it we've had Girl Guide units or Boy Scout units who go out and clean the litter from a park. You know, there's so many different ways that you can participate in Giving Tuesday. I loved what you said about businesses because there's a built-in team right there, and it's a great team building, like when you talked about the hugs that we've seen, where you know survey your employees, what charity of choice would they like you to support this Giving Tuesday, and what can you do?
Just back to kids for just a moment. I remember one of my core memories. You mentioned your son, Sarah, but I remember one of my core memories as a child was to go visit Santa. And then there was a charity at the mall right after Santa. My parents would give me a toonie and I would go put it in the bin for the charity. And I still remember that to this day. And it's one of those important lessons to really instill in kids, and Giving Tuesday is such an opportunity to get started with that message.
And I think that we've seen, if we want to talk about the movement for youth, so there is a movement, and in Giving Tuesday, just for listeners, because Nicole and I are insiders who've been doing this for a long time, I think I want to make sure I'm explaining it properly. There is a movement, which is Giving Tuesday, and then inside the Giving Tuesday, there's movements. So in Nova Scotia, we have Nova Scotia Gives More, which is a coalition of charities that the SPCA is a part of that is trying to raise awareness of the work of charities all year long. Or we have Entrepreneurs Give Back, which is a group of entrepreneurs who are dedicating time during the week of Giving Tuesday to give back their skills, their time. So there's Giving Tuesday Spark. And is there resources out there for a listener to look into Giving Tuesday Spark?
There sure are, Sarah. So if you go to givingtuesday.ca, that's the magic website, there are a number of different resources, not just for kids or, teens that want to get involved in Giving Tuesday, leveraging Giving Tuesday Spark as the movement. And I can share a little bit about that in a moment. But there's also resources, you know, also for businesses and schools and even individuals who want to step up and be a leader in their community to celebrate Giving Tuesday and what it's meant to be. So in terms of Spark, it's really, as you said, a movement that is focused on getting young people engaged, but also making them determine exactly how they want to do acts of kindness, for example. It's not sort of put on them. It's sort of asking them what are the causes that they want to support and how would they choose to give in that sense. So it really empowers them, I think, to make their own decisions.
I love the idea with Giving Tuesday, with it being a movement, that there's all different ways that people can be involved. And obviously, you know, I see it from the charitable sector. I see it as the leader of Nova Scotia Gives More in my volunteer time. And I see it as a mom. But it's really about highlighting the good that happens in the country, but also the need. And for me, I talk about it a lot, that there are big gaps in our social safety net that need to be filled by the kindness of Canadians. And I think with the Giving Tuesday Spark with the teens, it's that proximity too, right? Like they're not in a structure like an organization. So what you said about like choosing how they give back, choosing a cause that's important to them instead of being told. I really do love that. And I would love for anybody who's listening who gets their teen involved to make sure that they tag Giving Tuesday in what they're doing. And what are the socials that people can be following and tagging?
Yes. So Giving Tuesday CA, that's our own Canadian version, on Instagram, on X, for those of you on X, on Facebook, and even on TikTok as well. And we want to see people giving. And like you said, tag us. We really want to see individuals showing their support for causes that they care about. And Sarah, to add on to what you said, one of the things that I think is so beautiful about Giving Tuesday is when you think about sort of well beyond even just a Canadian context, there's actually no holiday on the calendar that is celebrated by every single person on the planet, whether it's religious or, whether it's other things beyond religion as well, right? Yep. And one of the things that I've loved, and I can't take credit for this, others in the Giving Tuesday movement have brought this up, wouldn't it be beautiful if Giving Tuesday could be the one holiday that is celebrated by every single person on the planet, no matter where you are, what you believe in, who you are, where you live, like all, no matter what the differences are between us, it is about giving and generosity. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. And, you know, I think it's a really challenging time in terms of news. I turn on the news all the time and it's really hard sometimes to see what's going on in the world, no matter, you know, some of the really hard headlines. And Giving Tuesday is one of those beautiful days where we're reminded of hope and reminded of the helpers out there. And we're reminded of why a lot of us do the work that we do. And also how each and every single one of us plays an active role in the world in which we live. And I think it's an important reminder.
Nicole, I normally like close this, but you just closed it. Okay. Like that was so nice. I love that. I'm definitely going to be spreading that message. I think that is great. That's beautiful. Thank you for saying that.
That's why it's my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, it's mine too. I think we have a good day that day. All right. Well, Nicole, I am going to wrap up this segment. And in the next segment, we are going to talk about how you could participate in the Nova Scotia SPCA's Giving Tuesday. So, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy Giving Tuesday.
In 2023, in 24 hours across all reporting platforms who take donations, Canadians donated $53.8 million. Giving Tuesday is now part of all charities' calendars, and that isn't any different here at the Nova Scotia SPCA. This year, we have a great campaign that we are so excited to tell you about that I had to bring in a coworker. So please welcome to the podcast, Creston Rudolph. Hi, Creston.
Hi, how are you doing, Sarah?
I'm good, thank you. Creston, why don't you do a quick intro of who you are?
Well, I am an employee here at the Nova Scotia SPCA. Obviously a big fan of animals, companion animals. I have some of my own, so cats and dogs. But I work at the SPCA fundraising for the organization, special projects and campaigns across the province.
And Creston, you have brought a very exciting twist, surprise. I don't know what we want to call it, but you have worked with a donor to make this Giving Tuesday at the Nova Scotia SPCA super special. Can you talk about it, what we're going to be doing?
Sure. I don't know if I actually brought the concept of the challenge of the campaign, but I've been quite involved as far as trying to maximize or trying to get as much support for the campaign as possible. So this year, for the fourth consecutive year, we're holding the Cats versus Dogs Challenge. So what we're doing is it'll launch on Giving Tuesday, which is Tuesday, December the 3rd, and it'll run for a full week. And what our supporters do, we're encouraging them to solve the ever-long battle of who is the best pet, cats or dogs. And for those who have difficulty choosing between the both, they can choose team both. So we're very excited about this. This is our fourth year doing it. As I mentioned, last year, we raised the most money we've ever raised. We had a $35,000 matching donor, and we raised $75,000. This year, we have incredible $100,000 matching donor. So this donor will match all donations to the challenge over the 7 days up to $100,000. So we really want to get it out there, maximize the amount of funds that we raise for the SBCA, and also really solve that that battle or that the challenge as dogs, cats, or team both. And I will add, this is there's a lot on the line for Team Dog this year. They're actually 0-3, so they have not won 1 year. Neither have Team Boast, so they're going out for revenge this year. It has been really close the first 3 years, so I know the dogs have it in them, or even Team Boast. So if you're a dog lover or a lover of cats and dogs, I encourage you to get out there and make your donations in support of the Giving Tuesday challenge.
And so, just want to celebrate our very generous donor who $100,000 match. It is amazing. And they, do you want to tell us why they have made this their charity of choice this year to be the matching donor?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really passionate donor, loves all animals, grew up with animals. Cats, dogs, rabbits, birds, all their lives, and was really impressed by the work that we're doing across the province, and recently lost their beloved dog Scamp and wanted to do something in Scamp's memory. So this is kind of why we're doing it. It's in memory, our honor of Scamp, as well as it's a way for her to give back to the SBCA and, you know, leverage her giving to try to bring more funds for us to help out animals.
And so, Creston, when we talk about Giving Tuesday and this match and the generosity, and the Nova Scotia SBCA feels the generosity all year long, what are some of the ways that donated funds are used here at the SBCA?
Well, they're using a lot of different ways. Some of our supporters choose to designate their funds to specific projects, whether it's upgrades, renovations at our facilities. We have the 6 shelters across the province. Some choose to direct their funds or their donations towards certain programs. Whether it's our palliative care program or our pause and support program. The majority of our supporters choose our area of greatest need. So they have the trust in us to put the funds where it's needed most, whether that's animal care, supplies for animals. You know, if we have in certain circumstances, especially over the last year, we've had a lot of emergency situations, such as the wildfires and the hurricane. So it allows us to take those funds and use it on those areas when we need it most. So yeah, we're very, very lucky to have the supporters that we do. As a lot of people don't realize, we don't receive any government funding for our shelter and hospital operations. So our supporters are really the folks that make it happen, as well as our staff. But the supporters are really important.
They are. And so we are asking you this Giving Tuesday to support the Nova Scotia SPCA to help us raise the match of $100,000. And how can people make their donation?
Sure, absolutely. We have a number of different ways people can make their donations. They can make them online. We have a webpage where we're tracking the competition, where cats, dogs, and team both, they all have their, as far as amount of funds raised, so you can kind of keep on top of things and make your donations when you feel it's the best time. So you can make that online. You can also call us, the SBCA, to make your donation over the phone. You can text to donate with cats or dog emojis. I think that's you can also donate if you're interested in some of the tax advantages of making donations versus securities. You can make donations through transfer security. So you can just give us a call and we can make that happen. So.
And so just to recap, you can go online, NovaScotiaSPCA.ca. You can donate. You can give us a call at
902-209-4003. And you'll get me and I'll take your donation right over the phone.
You can visit one of our shelters because they will also be taking donations. And you can see from our shelter staff, they are participating this year and they will be wearing stickers if they are team dog, team cat, or team both. And then exciting, you touched on it. You can text 41010 with an emoji. And it doesn't matter what cat emoji, doesn't matter what dog emoji, if you're team cat or team dog, but if you're team both, just paw prints, and that will go towards the BFF battle. And so, Creston, I want to thank you. I know that Creston and I are on the same team here, and we really want to win. Is there any last thing you want to say to support our team?
First of all, I like to say I don't think we're on the same team. You're team dogs.
When did you change from team dogs?
I'm team both.
Oh, have you always been team both?
I have always been team both.
Oh, I thought.
I have cats and dogs. Okay. I can't choose one over the other.
All right.
I was kidding. Anything else? Just really, we're so appreciative of our matching donor. It's a really fun campaign. I get really excited about it. People really have their, I guess, allegiance towards cats or dogs. And it's just fun to see everybody come together, to support the SPCA. I think it's one of the most innovative and fun things, campaigns going on during Giving Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait till next Tuesday.
I think as our listeners can tell, between Nicole and now Creston, Giving Tuesday is a fabulous time to just celebrate the generosity. In our next segment, we've got one more segment to go, and we are going straight to the source. We're going to hear from Team Cat and Team Dog what they think about Giving Tuesday. Thank you.
With Giving Tuesday just happening tomorrow on Tuesday, we here at the Nova Scotia SPCA are looking at the BFF battle, Team Cats versus Team Dogs. We've heard now from Canada Helps about Giving Tuesday, from Creston Rudolph about our matching donor, but let's go to the source. I'm here with domestic short hair Tio. Tio, who do you think is going to win, Team Cat or Team Dog? Well, I think you heard it here that Tio thinks Team Cat is going to win. If you want to vote for Tio and his friends, Team Cats, go to NovaScotiaSPCA.ca and vote for Team Cats with your donation. All right, for Giving Tuesday, you can text 41010 an emoji of a cat or a dog to vote for your favorite, or paw prints to vote for team both. But we've heard from the cat. Now let's hear from team dog. Excuse me, team dog. Who do you think is going to win? Well, you heard it here, folks. I do believe that Team Dog overwhelmingly thinks that this is the year Team Dog is going to win. After going 0-3, this is Team Dog's year. So again, we really hope that you will participate in Giving Tuesday to help the animals that are at the SPCA. You can vote for Team Dog, Team Cat, or Team Both online, over the phone, in the shelter, or by texting. And stay tuned for a week from now when we will announce who is the ultimate BFF. Like this podcast, subscribe, share, let everybody know that we have a matching donor of $100,000 this Giving Tuesday.